part of a tree underneath the ground is called what?
Roots.
And the kind of tree that you tap the syrup?
Maple.
Right. And the place where there's a lot of rock maples growing where you get your sugar, what might you call that? Where there are a lot of them growing together.
Woods.
All right. A kind of tree that has...
Forest.
Right. A kind of tree now that has broad leaves that are shed all at one time, and it has bark, it peels, and it has a real tough wood that can be used for chopping blocks. Think of that. A tall shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark.
I don't know of no tree that's got scaly bark except hickory trees.
No. I was trying to think of that story in the Bible about this. Was it Zacchaeus kind of tree, wasn't it?
Oh, Zacchaeus and the sycamore.
Right. That's it.
I don't know too much
that's
about sycamore trees.
That's what I wanted you to say. I got to say it. All right, very good. What did George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
All right, yeah.
Kim did too.
Oh, well, I got you on that one. Yes, you answered me right quick. A shrub that whose leaves become very red in the fall, which is poisonous to some people.
A tree?
It's a shrub, pretty much of a shrub. It gets very red in the fall, and it's poisonous to some people.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that.
Sometimes these grow along the road or by fences, and the leaves turn bright red. It
wouldn't be a vine, would it, instead of a tree?
No. Some people use it in tanning leather.
What?
Sumac.
Oh, yeah, sumac.
Some people call it what you do.
What does that? Oh.
You say it again.
I don't remember. Sumac?
See, she calls it different than you do.
Oh.
Right.
Well, I didn't know there was poison.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know a sumac tree was poison.
They get something
right.
Like
welts. Oh, I didn't know that.
It wouldn't kill you, but I'm sure they can do it. Yeah. All right. Any kind of bushes that make your skin break out when you brush against them?
No, I don't know if any kind of bushes.
All right, let me see now.
Okra stalks does.
Yeah.
I don't know of anything else, unless it would be cedar. Some types of cedar make you itch.
Vine.
Oh, poison oak?
Right, that's it.
A poison ivy, either one does some people.
All right, very good. Now, the red berries that you eat with sugar and fruit.
The red berries.
Right, red berries.
Strawberries?
Seeds, right, very good. The kinds of berries with rough surfaces, some are red, some are flat.
Blackberries, dewberries, huckleberries.
Now, some berries that grow in the woods are not good to eat. If they could kill you, you'd say they are...
Poison.
Tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers. Pink and white flowers. They bloom in the late spring.
Not long.
All right. Let me ask you this. Bigger ones now with longer segments of stems, and these grow further up in the mountains.
I'm not. Well, I never heard of it.
Is it a simpler term? I think laurel. Laurel, I think, is a simpler term for that. I go to the Indians, it's too big a mouth.